Good evening, everybody. This is William Cooper. You're listening to the Hour of the Time once again. And no, we are not live on the internet tonight. We still got the little bug, the same one. It's disconnecting us after about 10 minutes. In other words, when we test the broadcast over the internet, no matter which computer we use or where it's at, about 10 minutes into the broadcast, it disconnects. And that's what we're trying to solve. So hopefully, cross your fingers, we'll get it solved tomorrow. We found somebody else that had the same problem, and we're trying to contact them. And I don't know if Ken's contacted them or not. Maybe he has, but he hasn't. He's been busy working on this, so I don't know. But we'll find out tomorrow. So we're going to do the same thing we did last night. We're going to have open phones. And because once we're on the internet, folks, there will be no way that you can call into this broadcast. No way at all. And I remember for a long time, several years, we never allowed call-ins. Never, ever. And we got the nastiest letters and the nastiest phone calls just taking us to task because we wouldn't let you guys call in. So, you know, when we let you guys call in, then that's the time to do it. And tonight's one of those times. Before I open the phones, I've got to make a correction to something I said last night to one of the callers. He had a Petri Flex V7 camera that he got real good deal at a swap meet for like $20. And I said, that's a collector's camera. You might be able to roll it over for like $200 because there are people who collect those. And it is a real collectible camera. And if you ever see one, you'll know why. I mean, it's just, it looks like a secret weapon is what it looks like. It looks like a camera, but it doesn't look like a camera. It's got this big eye on it, and I don't know how to describe it over the radio. But I may have inflated his expectations without meaning to. So I want to correct what I told him last night, or anybody else who may have one of those cameras, so you don't go running out expecting to get $200 or more for your camera when maybe you won't. What I said was based upon the fact that it would be in collector's condition. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means no dents, no scratches, no marks. Everything on it works exactly like it's supposed to work. And in other words, in more than excellent condition. That's what you call collector's grade, okay? The closer it is to mint, just like it would have been the day it came out of the box brand new, the more you'll get for it. If you have the original lens cap, the more you'll get for it. If you have the original camera strap that you hang around your neck, the more you'll get for it. If you have the original box it came in, the more you'll get for it. If you have the original instructor's manual, the more you'll get for it. If there's anything wrong with the camera whatsoever, that takes away from the value of the camera to collectors quite a bit. So if there's just one little ding on it anywhere, that's going to subtract, you know, a substantial amount of money. It might even make it so that most collectors aren't even interested in it anymore. If there are any marks whatsoever on it, they should only be on the bottom near the tripod mount, and you hope that it doesn't have any of those. But on user cameras that you're going to use, or that I'm going to use, if you're buying a used camera, expect to find some use marks on cameras. Expect to find some rub marks where people hold it with their hands, and maybe their hands sweat a little bit. And so it gets shiny there, shinier than the rest of the camera. On the bottom where the tripod mount is, if you use a tripod, sooner or later, trying to mount that camera on a tripod, you're going to get a few little scratches around that hole. Those things are normal for user cameras and do not detract from the value at all. But for collector's cameras, they do. And the more perfect the camera is, the more money you can hope to receive for it. The Petri Flex V7 is an awesome-looking camera. Unfortunately, it's a Petri, so as a user, you might get some use out of it. You might not. Excuse me, folks, I had to cough there, so I turned the pot down. But sooner or later, because it's a Petri, if you use it, it's going to break. They just do that. Petris just break. All except for the one that I told you about, which is the Color 35, which is an awesome rangefinder camera. Okay, that out of the way, let's open the phones, 520-333-4578. The open topic, open subject, open phones, open mind, whatever you want to do. How many of you saw the new cartoon on the website? That's pretty good. Terry Wilson is our cartoonist, by the way, and he's just dynamite. And he's the only cartoonist that we use, not because he's the only one we can have, it's because the only one we can have that we like. And he does real good stuff for us. In the news today, there's a Gestapo agent that they say has also been working for the KGB. But he's being pounded. He hasn't even had his day in court yet, and already they've got him guilty. And I'm getting some email about that. Got some from Monty. Got some from John. Got some from Judy. I expected some from Louise. Didn't get any from Louise about that subject because usually she's right on the ball about that stuff. The guy hasn't been tried yet. This is the United States of America. He hasn't been tried. He hasn't been proven guilty about anything. They're already hanging him. They're already talking about giving him the death sentence. I got to tell you, man, that sounds like the Soviet Union to me. They catch a guy. They announce to the public that he's guilty. He's tried in the press. There's a show trial, and then they hang the guy. That's what they used to do in the Soviet Union, and that's what they're starting to do here. And that's got to stop. You guys got to start raising hell when they do that stuff. You know, you got to call these people on the carpet. Say, what the hell are you doing? This guy hasn't even been tried yet. He hasn't even mounted a defense. You don't know if he's guilty or not. Oh, well, the FBI says he's guilty. He's got to be guilty. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Really? Like those two guys that spent 30 years in prison? One of them died in prison. The other one spent 30 years in prison before he was finally released because they found out that the FBI had framed them both. Remember that? That was only 2-3 weeks ago. Remember that? So don't give me this stuff that the FBI says he's guilty, he's guilty. They say I'm guilty. I haven't done anything. All I did was say, I'm not going to file and pay income taxes till you can prove to me in the law that I'm required to do so. Nobody can do it. If they wanted me to file and pay the income tax, all they have to do is come forward with the law and show it to me. They can't do it. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't exist. Congress has never passed any such law. They can't pass any such law. It's unconstitutional. They have no jurisdiction to tax the citizens within the territorial boundaries of any state. Jurisdiction is legislative. Inside the territorial boundaries of a state, the state legislature holds sway, not the Congress. That's a fact. You all ought to read your constitutions, you know. The guy's entitled to a fair trial. And he's not guilty until a jury of his peers says he's guilty, and then he still might not be guilty. You never know. You just never know. Especially today. This is the age of deception, and deception is running rampant. Well, the phone's open, and they're not ringing. 520-333-4578 is the number. Remember, folks, you're not going to have an opportunity to call this broadcast again once we go live on the Internet for a long, long time. And so I'm going to zip over here and play a little music and see what happens. Let me see. Let's do this one. Okay. super music from our friends in Hollywood, music industry. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
This is Joe from Toronto.
Hi, Joe.
I love your photography series.
Thank you.
I'm into photography myself.
A lot of people are, I'm finding out, more than I thought.
Yeah, it's a wonderful hobby, and just to be a professional photographer, this is something I'm working towards, actually.
Uh-huh.
So see if I'll become successful. But anyway, I was thinking if it would be a good idea for you to make the series available on tape.
Well, it's going to be on the Internet. Maybe we will. I'll talk it over with Ken, and we'll see.
That's great, you know, because unfortunately I missed the first two or three episodes.
What I was really thinking about doing was making the series on videotape.
That'd be even greater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then you could see what I'm talking about.
Oh, exactly. Now, another question I have for you is just another subject altogether, but what's your opinion about what's going on in the Middle East right now?
Well, I predicted that it was going to happen. I told you, if George Bush got in as president, we're going to have a war in the Middle East.
Wow, so it's going towards that, eh?
It's all about oil, price of oil.
Yeah.
If he can get a war going over there, price of oil will go through the roof, all his cronies, all his buddies, his dad, his own company, they'll all get rich.
That's all about the almighty dollar, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
You got it.
Oh, well.
It's also about this Palestinian-Israeli thing.
Yeah. It's all very complicated, but then again, when you look at the money trail, it all becomes a lot easier to understand, I suppose.
Well, there's a few things that drive everything in the world. Once you get a clue as to what those are, then you can pretty well figure out what's going on. One of them is race. One is money. One is religion. Guess what the other one is?
Well, I guess it would be, sex, wouldn't it?
Power.
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 Well, and, yeah, you're right.
Those four things. That's what's behind everything that happens in the entire world every day.
Yeah, and it's about control.
Yeah, that's power.
And, of course, yeah. Yeah, we have power, we have control.
That's right.
Yeah, but then again, we have to understand that ultimately God is in control, and as a Christian, I know that ultimately...
If you're a Christian, that's not what the Bible says.
What do you mean?
It doesn't say God's in control, not during this time.
Oh, I know that he lets the bad guys and the devil do certain few things here and there for a time. But ultimately, you know, they'll be destroyed. I believe the Bible, and of course, all God's people.
That doesn't do you any good in the meantime, does it?
Well, I tell you what. Actually,
try telling that to yourself if you see somebody pick up one of your little children and smash their head against the wall.
Well, that's
try rationalizing all this stuff and say, "Well, God's in control. It's okay." Because that's when I'd lose it and I'd say, "God's not in control. I'm in control, and I could have stopped it if I had the guts."
Well, of course, you know, the Bible says that you have to, you will not do anything that is foolish and hope that God would protect you, right? You're not going to step off a tall building and hope that he will not hurt yourself, right?
You don't have to.
Exactly.
Look at what happened in World War II. Look what happened in the first three centuries to Christians.
True.
They were fed to lions. They did. They weren't jumping off of tall buildings. They were rounded up and captured and thrown to lions because they didn't defend themselves.
And they were captured by a very evil empire.
Well, it doesn't matter. They didn't defend themselves. They
That's
were stupid.
True.
Stupid.
That is stupid. I know.
All right. Good for you.
Well, you know, I tell you, the same kind of evil empire is emerging now, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
I mean, actually, somebody has compared this new world order to sort of like a Babylonian or Roman type of an empire.
Well, it is.
It is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. The same kind of ruthless, predatory empire.
Same religion.
And the same religion, yeah.
Same religion,
yeah.
Same
yeah.
religion.
And they hate Christians, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, gotta go. So I love your show, and keep up the good work, and I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. Thank
good
you
night.
Very much. Thanks for calling. It's not just Christians that are in trouble. They hate anybody who won't go along with their plans for their new world utopian order. That includes Orthodox Jews. That includes people who belong to the religion of the Prophet Muhammad. That includes anybody who doesn't want to go along with what they plan, or who doesn't want to subscribe to their new religion. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I agree with the last caller there. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'm disturbed a little bit by George W. and like the stuff that he's doing. But you know, I don't put it past him, and I tell my wife every day that he's Mr. New World Order Jr.
You better believe it. He's his father's son. Who said New World Order first since Hitler?
Yeah.
Who's the first one to say New World Order since Hitler?
Yeah.
Who?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Who is the first person to say New World Order since Hitler?
Oh, it's his daddy.
That's right.
Poppy Bush.
That's right. And he's his father's son.
Yeah. Old Poppy and the thing up in Yale is going both. And I saw the program on the TV. That, of course, they didn't go into detail, but supposedly they mentioned that George W.'s name.
George Jr. is also Skull and Bones, yeah.
Yeah, but they mentioned his name is called Temporary, and his old band is called Poppy. And I told my wife, I said, Temporary, huh? I was wondering if that meant anything or not, but I guess we'll find out.
Well, I hope what you're implying does not happen. This nation.
No, I hope not either.
This nation, no matter how bad a president is, this nation cannot stand another assassination.
No, definitely not. That's why
But that's what you were implying, wasn't it?
Well, yes.
That's
because I can't logically think of why would they call somebody that goes through that ceremony, you know, the old man, of course, they called him Poppy, and they said temporary, because that just sounded so completely out of place that I sort of noticed it during the TV show.
Yeah, but you got to remember, it's a secret society. That might be a lie. Maybe that's not what he was called.
Well, that's true.
How would anybody know unless they were in there, and the persons that were in there don't talk about it?
Yeah, that's true. That may not even be, that in itself may be a deception.
Yep.
Just like everything else. Well, I have to go, Bill. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. By the way, those of you who are interested in photography, there's a good book you ought to get. I don't have anything to do with this book. I don't get any money for it, and we don't sell it. But it's a good book that I think you'll all enjoy. It's called National Geographic Photography Field Guide, Secrets to Making Great Pictures. And if you like to take pictures, you know, even if you just like to take pictures, you'll enjoy this book and you'll get a lot out of it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. This is Ed out in Connecticut.
Hi, Ed.
I want to ask you, do the circumstances you related last night on Timothy McVeigh, are they covered in your website thing on Oklahoma City?
Well, yeah, lots of stuff there on Oklahoma City.
I'll have to,
lots of it. You got to go and dig it out. It's all there.
Yeah.
We got stuff on that website that will keep you busy for months, maybe even years.
How do you ever find enough time to do all that research?
I get up off my lazy butt and go to work, which is what most people never do.
Yeah, I wish I was still your age. What,
how old do you think I am?
Well, born in 43, you've got to be 57 years old.
That's right.
I got 6 years old in you, but I'm getting older quicker than you are.
You're not an old man yet. That's an excuse.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, I do have a Petri, and I've had it for 40 years, and it's never let me down.
What kind do you have?
Oh, it's a little job I bought in a hawk shop out in Frisco.
What is it?
62. It's a 35 millimeter with a f/2.8 45 millimeter Zuiko lens, and it has the same.
Sounds like the 7 or the 7S.
I really haven't looked at it lately. I just put film in it and shoot.
Is it an interchangeable lens?
No,
okay,
it isn't. But it does. It does have the same two telephoto and wide-angle adapters that the other chap last
Yeah,
time.
You've either got a 7 or a 7S, and it has that little green window up there?
Yeah, it's got a little green window.
Yeah, that's what you've got, 7 or 7. I had one of those for several years in Hawaii, and finally I went to use it one day, and the meter just came apart inside the camera, and that was it.
Well, this is not a metered camera. I used to use it with a Western Master.
It's got a meter in it, doesn't it?
No, sir. No, sir. Not at all.
Oh, well, then you got one of the older ones. There's no meter in the camera at all?
No meter.
Okay.
I bought it in 62.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyhow, catch you later.
All
Be
right.
Good.
Thanks for calling.
Cheers.
Yeah, generally, the older something is, the better it was made. I don't know why, but those older cameras, all those camera companies, the older cameras were based upon the Leica camera, and they were made like the Leica camera, and they were more solid. So you've got one of the older good ones, but they're very rare. They're hard to find, and they're hard to find working. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Phil. Good evening. Vic in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to give a little testimony. I managed to persuade my cousin to sell me her Canonet 17G3.
Yeah, that's the one we have on the website. That's
right.
One.
And
yeah.
I just want to tell all your listeners to get them from the hot shop where you can, because I just took some pictures with them that came out fantastic.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I have a Canon A1 and also an EOS.
Yeah.
And I put the pictures in front of a couple of friends of mine. They thought it was from my new camera that I bought, the EOS, and I told them, no, it's from this thing that I bought off my cousin, just had it cleaned up and serviced, and I tell you, it's for the camera, that is, it takes fantastic pictures. You'll never find anything
that
price range.
That lens is absolutely amazing.
And the light-gathering capability of that lens, being, it's it takes some pretty darn good pictures in low-light conditions.
Yeah, it's a very fast lens. The only lens that's faster than that, that's made in a rangefinder camera that anybody could afford, is on the Yashica.
Yashica, yeah.
And I forget the name of the camera. I think it's the Yashica E. Is that it?
Or was it the Q-Electro, maybe? I remember my childhood friend had one.
I forget what it, but it's a 1.4 lens. And it's
right.
The only rangefinder camera that was ever made that's affordable by anybody in our situations that's available, and they're very, very hard to find now.
Right.
But there are some real expensive rangefinder cameras now where you have lenses that go all the way down to 1.2. There is also a Canon lens that was made for the Canon 7S.
Right, yes.
That goes down to 0.95.
Mm-hmm.
Which is absolutely amazing. I don't know how in the world they did that.
It's like X-ray vision.
Well, it's like opening bigger than a hole can open is what
it's
like. Really. And we can't afford to touch those.
No,
I mean,
no.
Literally, we can't afford. We probably can't afford to go in a store where they're sold and even look at them.
Right.
To tell you the truth.
No, but I'm just saying, for the price that the hot shop is selling for them, I mean, you can't find a better camera for that price anywhere.
No, you can't.
Especially the quality of pictures that you can get from those. My main concern, though, was the exposure with the outpoint. I think they took the 1.3-volt batteries.
Well, you can get an adapter
right.
to use, like, the modern silver oxide batteries that will step down the voltage from 1.5 to 1.3.
Right. I've heard about that. I just thought maybe it might interfere with the electronics of the meter.
Well, not if you use the adapter that steps down the voltage. It
right.
won't hurt anything. But if you slap a 1.5-volt battery in a camera that's made to be used for 1.3 volts,
you can have some problems.
You not only can you have some problems, but your meter is going to be way off.
Right.
If it still works, it's going to be way off.
Right. So I used a zinc battery because I knew that runs at a lower voltage than an alkaline.
Well, you can get a Wien battery that's 1.3. It's right on.
Right. Okay, great. Well, I'll let some other people call. I just wanted to let everybody know out there what to do. I mean,
in case anybody's confused, when you buy a camera from us, we tell you where to get a manual.
Right.
And we tell you where to get a free manual, as a matter of fact, off the internet. If you don't have a computer and don't want to get a free manual off the internet, we tell you where to send to get a copy of a manual. We also tell you where to get batteries of the right kind and everything. I mean,
it's a terrific deal.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Well, that was nice of him to call in and give us a little advertisement. He's absolutely correct, though. That's the truth, what he said. And I don't know him, folks, and I didn't ask him to do that. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're going to take your calls, just like last night, for the rest of the hour. What else? Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Bob from New Jersey calling.
Hi, Bob.
I want to see if you can answer a question for me.
Well, I'll try. Can't guarantee
you. I know where you're located, out in Arizona.
Yeah?
I've just recently retired. And I'm buying some property in that area, in Apache County.
Uh-huh.
Where would I get a copy of the zoning laws?
From the county, well, it depends on where you're at now. If you're in a city, you got to go to the City Zoning Commission.
Right.
If you're in the county, then you got to go to St. John's and go to the courthouse or the county seat there and go to the zoning office,
mm-hmm.
and you get it there. It's in St. John's.
Okay. Well, this property is north of Sholo?
It's north?
Yes.
Of Sholo? It's in Apache County, north of Sholo?
I thought it was.
If you're around Sholo, that's Navajo County.
Okay.
And I don't know anything about Navajo County. That's New World Order County. I'm not kidding.
Don't tell me I'm going to the wrong place.
I'm not kidding you. Sheriff Butler hates patriots.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're in the wrong county, man. You better get over here where patriots live.
Snowflake's in the wrong place, huh?
This is like any other place, man. You go to the wrong place, you're in trouble. You go to the right place, and you're fine.
Okay.
You don't want to be anywhere near Sedona either. No matter how beautiful it is.
Oh no, I checked out Sedona. Can you give out some time in the broadcast tonight?
Unless of course you're an alien or a goddess or some kind of wizard or witch or you know something like that, then you can go to Sedona.
I'm just a retired ex-Marine that got retired early,
and I
thank him for it.
Semper Fi, my friend. Come out here.
Semper Fi to you. Sometime tonight, give out
the what?
I want to send you a donation, but I don't have the address.
Oh, well, I'll do that right now. It's an auspicious time as any.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay.
I'll kick the radio back on and write it down.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, I'm glad he reminded me, because I got to remind all of you, if you have not sent your donation for the month of February, better get it going, because it's going to be March here pretty soon, and I'm going to be asking you to send your donation for March. The address is HOTT, H-O-T-T. Somebody just called and got their radio on, like bad children. Bad, bad, bad. I did that on purpose, folks, because he wasn't expecting to be put on the air because I'm doing the address. And so I turned up the pot and caught him in the act. HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM. That's HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Once more, HOTT, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. Remember, we can only accept gold or silver coin, cash, or blank money orders. And by cash, what I mean is the phony stuff. Unless you've got some real cash. We'll take that any old day, if you can find any, which I doubt that anybody can ever find. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill?
Yes.
I need a list of where I can get the herbs. I want to purchase some herbs from you.
Do you have a computer?
No.
Do you know somebody who has one?
No.
We don't have a catalog to send. It's all on the internet. What are you interested in?
Well, it's a Chinese. The doctor gave me 2 boxes. One was for the kidneys, and the other one was for the cholesterol.
Yeah. Write me a letter. Tell me what you need, and I'll give you a call, and we'll figure it out. Or call me tomorrow sometime between noon and 5 p.m.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. And, yeah, if you're if you have problems, you cannot beat the traditional Chinese medical formulas that we have on Mandarin Herb's website. You can get there from our website, which is williamcooper.com. And believe me, they work. Well, don't believe me. Try them. You'll find out. They really do work. They really work. 520-333-4578 is the number. One of these nights, I'm going to do a show on some of that stuff and let you know, what it's all about and how well it works and get some testimonials and all that kind of stuff. The Chinese have been using their herbal formulations for... Plus, we don't just have the herbal formulas. We have over 500 single herbal extracts, all concentrated. For instance, we've got like 100 grams of ginseng extract, the very best ginseng, it's Siberian ginseng extract. That's 100 grams. It's a 15-to-1 extract, which means you'd have to have 1,500 grams of the raw ginseng to equal that, and you couldn't afford to pay for it. But if you get our extract, you get everything that's in there except the water, including the essential oils, and it's a lot cheaper. It's affordable. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, good to haven't called in a long time.
Take a deep breath.
We're talking about photography. We're talking about the Canon A1. I picked one up in a flea market I think it was 15 or 20 bucks.
Canon A1?
Yep. And my brother's a professional photographer, and he told me, he said, I've got to get somebody that's a professional photographer just to talk to me all about this for half an hour. And he says, somebody that's good, and he said, they can teach me all about this. And thanks to all the stuff you had on your show that you explained about it. I mean, I just I went out and took a couple pictures and had them developed, and they just came out just beautiful.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good camera, but you want to be careful of one thing. You need to take it to a good authorized Canon repair facility.
Yeah.
And have them...
Well, my friend, he's an authorized Canon repairman. He's a professional.
Well, you need to take
repairer.
It in.
Yeah.
You need to take it in. Listen to me for a minute.
Yeah.
You need to take it in. Because it's got to be an old camera because they quit making those a long time ago. You got to take it in and tell him to lubricate the mirror so that you don't get the dreaded shutter squeak.
That's what he said. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So make sure you do that because if you don't do that, you'll start every time you take a picture, you're gonna hear this little squeak.
I want to make run on something. I want to real quick about this about that there. That phony job, that airbrush job on that ship that they said that Arab terrorist hit, that USS Cole.
Yeah.
I got this humongous lens that I had from an old projection TV that somebody just tore apart and threw out.
Uh-huh.
Huge condenser lens. It's like about 8 inches, 3 inches in diameter.
Sounds like it can.
And you could see everything where they touched that on that newspaper photograph where it was all doctored.
Yeah.
And I must have shown about, well, I showed about 8 or 10 people already, you know, put the lens over top of it, and they said, man, you can tell right now. Look at it.
Wonder why
see where it's doctored right there with it.
Wonder why they did that. I can't figure it out to this day, why they why they tried to deceive everybody like that.
Well, that's another ball. Hey, let me get somebody else in.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Yeah, if you got an old Canon SLR single lens reflex, you got to take it in and have the bearings for the mirror return lubricated. If you hear it start squeaking, if you don't do something about it, your camera will be ruined beyond repair. And all Canon SLRs do that up to a certain point. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I just wondered, could you comment on what you thought about the We the People ad in USA Today?
I haven't seen it yet. We don't get USA Today here, so I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Or at least if we do get it here, I don't know where we get it. I've never seen a copy of it anywhere.
Okay, then I will. I bought about 4 or 5 copies, so I would send you a copy.
Okay, great. No, I haven't seen it. Talk about it. Tell us about it.
Oh, I'm excited about.
Well, tell us, what did it say?
Well, I'll read some of it to you.
Okay.
At the very top, it has Dear We the People, and they have 3 pictures, one of Joe Bannister, one of a former agent named Sherry Jackson, and another picture of a former agent named John Turner.
Uh-huh.
And they give it's a full page.
Now,
ad.
These are former IRS, Internal Revenue Service special agents.
Yes.
Okay.
And right under that, they said, all are ex-IRS agents who have resigned their positions and joined a growing number of former and present IRS officers, attorneys, CPAs, and retired judges who believe and assert that. And they're going to deal with the a lot of things about the income tax that you talked about,
uh-huh.
and about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
And they cover things from like Form 2555 to there are no legislative regulations to.
Form 2555 is the only form that we as citizens of the states are required to file, and only if we have a foreign income. See, people don't believe me when I say that over the air.
Right.
They got to have retired judges and IRS agents and all these people come along and tell them, and then they still won't do anything.
Right.
They still won't draw the line. They still bow to tyranny. They still will file and pay the income tax every April 15th because they're a bunch of wimp cowards. They're not Americans. Land of the free and the home of the brave. Where are all the brave people?
Right.
Where'd they go? I think they rode away with the buffalo. Except me, I'm a dinosaur, I guess.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I will send you a copy of it, and I think that
okay. Hopefully
it will wake some people up.
How about you? Do you file and pay on April 15th?
No.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. You're one of the brave ones.
So I lost my fear, and...
Only one we should ever fear is God.
Right.
And only if we're not living right.
That's all I want to say.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. And good for you. Congratulations. You are a member of an elite club of brave, real Americans who will not bow down to tyranny, who will not become enslaved, who are not afraid in our own country of our own government. Jeez. It blows my mind. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. Mike from New York.
Hi, Mike.
I have a question for you. Maybe you can help me out.
Sure.
The state of Israel, or Israel is always referred to as the state of Israel, not the nation or the country. What's that all about?
Well, we're a state, too. The United States is a state. Arizona is a state. All nations are states.
Okay.
You can choose to call it a nation or call it a state. All nations are states. Any nation that's sovereign and has the power to make treaties is a state.
Okay. Great, Bill. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good night.
So that's what that's all about. Now, according to definitions, the state of Arizona is a state. And I just call it the state of Arizona, like somebody might call it the state of Israel. The only thing is the state of Arizona is limited by the Constitution for the United States. It cannot make treaties. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill, this is Gordon. I'm in Oklahoma City tonight.
Hi, Gordon.
Can you hear me tonight?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
Phone didn't work last night.
Was that you?
Yeah,
okay.
I was in a bad spot.
I wondered who it was.
Louisiana. They don't know how to build a tower down there.
Well, that's that is a bad spot in most places, except for the food. When I was when I was diving, I got some hellacious fights down there. I got to tell you.
Yeah, you down there with the Cajuns and the Coonasses or whatever they call them down there.
Well, now let's not be derogatory. I mean,
no,
they're people, but they got their
wrong.
They got their own customs, and you walk into a place and violate one of their customs, I mean, there's going to be a fist fight. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, it gets that way. A week ago Sunday on the Discovery Channel, they had the 925 force on there. It was like the Navy SEAL force you talked about. And they said they're going to run around and mop up the hot spots in the world. You know, they're training in Fort Bragg there, and it was it was an exact copy of what you said about the SEALs and their training and stuff.
Yeah, they're going to go around and mop up the hot spots in the world. Don't they know they're Americans? I mean, what are they doing pulling police stuff in other countries? Are they stupid or what?
Yeah, well, they mentioned they'll do it anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then they must be pretty stupid, huh?
Yeah, they get over here to the truck stop in Oklahoma City here and start the work. We'll see what we can do about it. There's plenty of guys here tonight.
Why don't we form a truckers brigade?
Well, there's things out here, believe me.
Oh, I know.
There's a lot of idiots, but there are some that know what's going on. So.
Well, there's a lot of trucker patriots, and if I said the word over this air tonight, whenever I said to do it, they'd block whatever highway I said to block, and that's the truth.
Yeah. Talking to Randy Weaver the other week, and he said McVeigh wants to die because you would too if you were in that cell that he's in.
Well, that's right. That's what I've always said. Prison is death. When you're in prison, you are dead. And if you know you're never going to get out, you might as well go meet God face to face and sit in there and play whatever they play in there and screw around.
Well,
they've
had him cranked around the head since Jolly and West got to Oklahoma City that day.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know who he is. So.
Well, that's probably right.
Yeah.
Who'd you talk to?
Randy Weaver.
Okay.
Randall Weaver, as you call him.
Okay.
Yeah. He's still doing shows, I guess. I don't see him but once in a great while. But
yeah.
He said he kind of felt that way when they had him up in Idaho because they don't treat you really good, I guess. So.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't. When they come for me, they're going to have to kill me.
Yep.
That's all there is to it.
Well, they have to get through some people to get up your mountain.
Well, they will. Not only that, but when they get up here, they're gonna find out that nothing's easy in this world.
Exactly. Except freedom's worth dying for, I guess.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls. That's right, you. I'm looking through this microphone out over the airwaves and just crawling down your antenna now. There's your speaker I'm peeking through, and I see you. You're sitting on the couch, and there you are. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Bill?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is me again. I found somebody who has a computer, and I can get a list or purchase some herbs from you.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you give me the telephone number, address, computer?
You go to williamcooper.com.
.com.
Yeah, just williamcooper.com. No spaces between the words.
What is that again? .com.
Yeah, williamcooper.com.
Yeah.
When you get there, look for a little square that says Mandarin Herbs.
Oh.
Click on it, and it'll take you to the website.
I see. Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right. Oh, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 520-333-4578 is the number. Everybody's got somebody near them that's got a computer. I guarantee you, there's too many computers out there. You know somebody. Every one of you listening to this, whether you know it or not, you may not know they have a computer, but you know somebody that has a computer. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hi.
Yeah. Just had a question. Last week, I heard on the news about a church up in Indianapolis that the federal government raided.
Yeah, Indianapolis Baptist Temple, yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard another thing about it. I was just wondering.
If you were listening to this broadcast, you would have heard a lot about it.
Well, I can't listen every day.
If you could go to our website, you see a lot about it.
Okay. All right.
Because we've covered the story from the very beginning. They argued the wrong argument. They refused to stand their ground. They lost their church because they didn't have the courage of their convictions.
Okay.
Period. If I was in charge of God's house, no one on this earth would take it away from me if I was still alive.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. When did they start incorporating the churches anyway? In the 50s?
When the churches got stupid. See, they think they're getting a tax break. The truth is, in this country, throughout the history of the country, until they started that, it was against the law to tax a church, and it still is if you know the right argument.
Okay, yeah.
There is a church right now. It's called the Universal Church. Or, excuse me. I forgot the name of it.
Yeah.
It's in the back of every magazine in the world. You can send them $10 and become a minister. And that church has never been taxed. Because the guy that heads it knows how to argue the case in court.
Yeah.
The government's come after him a lot of times, and he's always won. Because you can't tax a church in this country. Because if you're taxing a church, what are you doing? You're passing a law restricting freedom of religion, aren't you?
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Can't do it. You can't tax a right.
Right.
Can't.
True.
It's either a right or it's not a right. If it's a right, you can't tax it.
That's right.
Period. If it's being taxed, then it's not a right. Yeah. So that ought to tell a lot of people that you don't have the right of freedom of religion anymore.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll check the website, and thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Remember what the Constitution says, Congress shall pass no law respecting an establishment of religion. When they make special laws saying this church, if it consents to agree to our terms and become a 501c3 corporation, it is now privileged in the eyes of the government. It's unconstitutional. Ah, why am I saying this? Nobody cares. And even the ones that do haven't got the guts to stand up and fight it. And probably don't have the brains to figure out what is the correct issue to bring up when they fight it. Or what court to fight it in. It's amazing how stupid Americans have become. I'm totally amazed. It's like Billy Goodman used to say. He used to have that Tesla coil behind his microphone. He'd wave his hands over it and he'd watch the lightning go back and forth in this globe. And he'd say, I feel electrified. He used to crack me up. I liked Billy Goodman. I wish he was back on radio somewhere where I could hear him. He's probably on radio, but I can't hear him. 520-333-4578 is the number. It's your turn to call. And you know who you are. I'm watching you. I'm right there. Right behind your speaker grill, looking out at you. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. This is Brian from Cincinnati.
Hi, Brian.
The guy that they had, they just caught the new spy.
No.
It was interesting. They had Louis Free on there talking about him, too.
They say he's a spy. He hasn't been tried.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
He hasn't been found guilty of anything.
Oh, yeah, but the talking heads have already told us what they want us to believe.
They've already tried him, convicted him, and sentenced him.
Yeah. That's the thing I got out of it, too, watching it. You know, and then Louis Free, you know, the last time that I saw him in a picture in a magazine, he's shaking hands with the former director of the KGB, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I wish I could sit by some of these talking heads, Ted Koppel or Dan Rather Not or Peter Bilt Jennings or, you know, any of those guys.
Yeah,
every time they do something like that, I wish I could just slap them.
Yeah.
Slap them.
Yeah, it really just ticks you off. You know, Peter Lemming, he's not even a citizen, really.
He's a Canadian. What's he doing down here telling us what to think?
Yeah, well, Canadians like to tell us what they think. Their brains have been frozen for so long.
I've never found a Canadian like that. Canadians, by and large, are kind of wimpy, really. They're not patriotic, and they don't object to anything.
I had one Canadian get on me, you know, telling me that we have too many guns in America, you know, and why can't you, you know, do without them like we do up in Canada and all that kind of crap.
Tell him to get his wimp ass back to Canada.
What
are you doing down here with when we got all these guns in, you know?
Yeah.
Get your old wimp ass back up to Canada and stay there. You know, get on that donkey. Ride him home.
Yeah, ride it home. Stay back there. Get back in your frozen burg somewhere.
Yeah. I'll tell you quite frankly, I don't give a damn what they think. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks if they're not in accord with the Constitution and the foundations and principles upon which this country was built, and they don't believe in and support the real law.
That's right. That's right. Our court systems are so messed up. You can't go to court. And I live here in Hamilton County, Cincinnati, Ohio, you know. And it's like you go to court down there, and you know you can see it's run by the Freemasonic Lodge. You know, everybody's a fraternal order of police. You know, the police can't speak without their fraternal order of police.
I know. They're all knocking rings and giving the secret handshake.
And I had the misfortune of riding an elevator with the Hamilton County prosecutor at the time. He's running for now for state attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
And this man was just cold as ice. He had, you know, I had the sensitive thing about some people, you know, being around him, and you can tell their attitude. I made a little joke that he was recognizable, you know, by his campaign portraits and all that. He looked right through me like I was dead, you know.
Well, to him, you might be. He might be getting ready to make you that way.
Yeah. I felt real creepy being on the elevator with him.
Well, you know, you should.
Sort of like when I see guys like Louis Free, you know, walking about free after what he's done. You look back at the Nazi era, you know, and you can compare some of these people.
Yeah, you sound like me now. That's what they are. They're Nazis. All of them. Yeah. They're all socialists. They're Nazis. They don't have any empathy, no feeling, no morals, no nothing.
Yeah.
They don't respect the law. They don't care about the law. They're in the process of subversion. They're destroying this country from within, and they're doing it really fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so different now than it was 10 years ago, and 10 years ago is so different than it was 20 years before that, and then it was so different before than it was the 30 or 40 years before that, you can't even recognize the country anymore. This is not the United States of America that I was born into at all. It's a foreign country. I don't even recognize it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's to the point now where, you know, I have very little family left anyway, so, it's, you know, what if I have to lose the freedom anyway? So, you know, I got to get in it for whatever, you know, I can do personally, but. Yeah, it's getting worse all over the country.
Yeah, well, just remember, you got to commit to it. You got to be willing to die for what you believe in. And if you're not, then you don't really believe in it. You're not any use to anybody else. Go, you know, go hide somewhere. That's the way it is.
I have made my peace with my maker, so I'm not worried about that.
Good for you. I did it long ago in Vietnam. I saw those bullets, tracers flying at my head, and I knew in between each one of those there was five that I couldn't see. And I made my peace real quick.
Mm-hmm. I never experienced that, but, you know.
I hope you never do have to experience it.
Yeah, neither do I.
But my gut feeling is that we're all going to experience it.
Yep.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, God bless you, sir.
520-333-4578 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill. Listen, I remember a real funny broadcast you did a couple years ago on Comtrails.
Yeah?
I know this is not something serious. I think your audience would get a kick out of hearing this if you had me rolling on the floor that night, because it was in a kind of a satire on how Art Bell was really focusing on the contrail issue.
Uh-huh.
And your opening line of that night was, "It's a contrail! It's a contrail!" And I just never heard that kind of hysteria come out of your broadcast, but it was...
Well, that's what Art Bell does. I mean, he does that real good.
I know, it was great, but some guy was in the background just rolling on the floor. It just got me going at night. I think your audience would get a kick out of it.
Well, I don't know. I'll look around. I don't know if I can find it or not. But
yeah.
If I can, I might rerun it.
All right, that's all I had to say. I was just reminiscing about that particular moment.
Thanks for calling.
All right, see ya.
Yeah, I've done some classic broadcasts, that's for sure. And in between, there were probably some boring ones. But I've done my best. 520-333-4578 is the number. I've got time for maybe one or two more calls, so get them in. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk about, you've been talking about these old cameras and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking about how you're going to go on the Internet, and there's so many people that I know listen to you on shortwave.
Uh-huh.
Who, you know, like that older woman that was calling up, you know, she had no idea what, you know, the Internet was, but, you know.
There's lots of people like that, but this is not a computer show.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about was, I know for so many years, people call you up and, oh, there's somebody, what do they call it, jamming your broadcast or whatever, you know, from Mexico or New Orleans, you know. You don't want to hear about that. You know?
Well, there's nothing I can do about it. See, I don't want to hear about anything I can't do anything about.
Well, that's just shortwave.
Yeah.
You see, the problem is people are using digital radios. And when you can punch in your number, but... but you're always going to get that interference, and there's no way to fine-tune it.
Well, that's as fine-tuned as you can get. I mean, it's locked exactly on the frequency, but the problem is frequencies drift a little bit from side to side.
And the whole sunspot and all that stuff. But that's what I'm talking about is people go and find them old kitchen radios. Almost everybody had them. They got, like, the police band, shortwave, AM, FM, marine band, and all that.
Yeah, I got one in the next room. It's
With the dial tuner.
It's a Blaupunkt.
Yeah.
The one I've got.
Yeah, I got some old Panasonic integrated circuit.
Yeah, and you sit there when you listen to it. You keep tuning. You keep tuning all the time.
On the knob.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have your elbow rested on the table.
And your toe on the antenna.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to scratch your left ear.
Okay,
sometimes you got to scratch your thigh to make it come in a little bit.
Okay, but this thing, I have no antenna on it. The antenna's been broken off long ago. But yet, I can get your whole broadcast, yet I have one of them Sangean, I don't know what it is, you know, digital.
Oh, those are good radios.
Oh, yeah, but I punch in the frequency.
And you're locked on it. And when the frequency drifts, you can't.
Oh, yeah. So that's most of your show. Most of your show I can't pick up, you know. But with this old $5 radio I got at a flea market, I can get your whole show.
Well, you get the whole show on the Internet now, too, probably tomorrow.
Well, that's what I was talking about, you know, the people that aren't on the Internet.
If you got a computer and you can't get it on shortwave, go on the Internet. We're going to be there. We're out of time.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling. That's it, folks. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. I love you.